Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see you're already doing a bit of networking here, which is very good. But, okay, thank you very much for your silence. So, welcome to the Your MPI MPI Information Session. This session is more directed to first-time attendees or those ones that don't really feel very comfortable at conferences in general. I mean, I know the OA exists. And then we also have it for new members of MPI. So I hope that you will take something away from the session. We have about four speakers altogether that are talking with you a little bit about how this conference is working, what you can expect, what is it with your membership and all this. So stay tuned. And the first one I'm going to introduce you, who's going to talk about a little bit about the sessions of the conference, is my colleague Liz Loon. Okay, that's me. Sorry, maybe I should say that as well. I'm Bianca Manteuffel, the Manager of Member Services for the EMEA region, Europe, Middle East and Africa. And this was just the introduction. Welcome. So welcome again. And now it's my colleague Liz Luna, Program Manager of MPI. And as I said, she's going to tell you a little bit about the conference sessions and then how to get the most out of your conference attendance.
Yes. Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Luna, and I work in our North American office at the headquarters of MPI. And I just wanted to go through part of the content sessions that are going to be here and what we're offering to you content-wise. And the theme of EMEC is The Future is Our Canvas. Let's create it together. So we do have specific times in our program that are set aside for us to have visions of the future, and we will start creating them together here. In the program, if you have the Z card, you will see that we have five tracks that make up our educational program. First is Future of Meetings, and that's just exploring what we feel the future of meetings is going to look like and how we can prepare for the future in our industry. The second one is Meeting Effectiveness. And this is how to produce an effective meeting and also one that will produce ROI or return on investment. The third one is Thriving in a Complex World. A lot of this is personal development and also techniques to survive in our changing industry and changing economy and all of that. So these are sessions that are designed to help you deal with the time that we're currently going through. The fourth one is Green Meetings, CSR, and Latest Research. This track does focus on latest trends in corporate social responsibility and green meetings, as well as includes latest industry research, such as the Future Watch program that we're going to have on Tuesday morning. And our last track is the executive track, and this one is really designed for upper-level professionals, and it mainly focuses on upscale and leadership techniques and also some high-level training. So those are the five tracks that we're having for EMEC, and I see a lot of you pulled out your programs. So you will see that on the back side they are listed starting for tomorrow and Tuesday, and you will see that each session is listed under its appropriate track. And so they will all somehow deal with one of the five tracks that we just reviewed.
I can ask a question, Liz. Do you think that for our younger attendees, do you think they can also go to the executive leadership track, or should they be afraid of that?
Oh, absolutely. You can go. I would say there's probably nothing to be afraid of in any of our content offerings. I believe that it is very much beneficial if you are even new and you just want to learn about what our what we would be teaching people that are in our leadership role. While it's intended for people that are in a leadership role, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you going. So I definitely think it would be beneficial for you to attend. Just know that that is our intended recipient for that information. But definitely would be beneficial for anyone.
Great. Thank you very much, Liz.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, and where you are... Okay, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Just a short question. What are the letters SMM standing for?
Can you explain that, Liz? The letters SMM. Where did you see that?
How SMM turns organization. Strategic Meetings Management. Strategic Meetings Management.
Perfect. Is there any other question right now? Okay, perfect. Well, you're definitely going to, I hope, all of you, are the networking events. So would you like to talk a little bit about that, Miranda?
Or the networking events?
Yeah.
Okay.
So one that is going to come up in the next minutes, and the session is finishing actually, is right outside this door here, and you will see a lot of nice champagne bottles standing around, because it's going to be the EIBTM welcome reception. So after the session, head around there, get some networking done already after this, and then straight ahead to the opening general session, and after that, the next networking event takes place, which is the opening network.
So the opening night event is going to be held here at the Malaga Auditorium Club, and it's going to be like a fiesta with you sampling different types of Mediterranean foods as if you're in a fair. The following night we have the Rendezvous, which is a traditional event hosted at every MPI event, both in North America and EMEA. It's an event that contributes also to the CSR of MPI and not just bringing members together, and that's why there's an extra ticket that is payable in order to attend to that event. The Rendezvous party in Europe this year is priced at €90, and it involves a tour of different tapas bars in the old town of Malaga, ending up with a party at the Liceo Club. And by getting a ticket, you're allowed to go in all these tapas bars and sample two dishes and two drinks from each, and then end up in the party.
It's actually even more now, because we decided, you know what, let's just hand it all out. So we have now 5 tapas and 3 drinks. So, and as Miranda explained just now, it is for the MPI Foundation. So it's not that we are just keeping the put in our pocket. No, it's really for the foundation, for charity, and it's going to go directly into the industry again after this has been collected. So all the other events that we are going to talk about now, they are included in your registration fee, except that one.
Yes.
So and then after tomorrow, on Tuesday, we are going to have 2 other major events that you definitely should join if you are still here, which I hope. At around 12 o'clock, we are going to have the European Conference 2011 promotional lunch. So this is going to be promoting the conference for next year. Of course, I'm not going to say yet where it is, but maybe you see some signs around and you can figure out where it could be. But this is directly a promoting conference for next year, and you know, making you some like that you really want to go there, and showing you some great food and great networking possibilities and all that. So, and after that, we're gonna have the traditional
closing night gala dinner,
exactly,
where you're expected to put on the nice slick clothes and join us at the Malaga Bullring for dinner.
Exactly.
So those are the main social networking events. And of course, that doesn't mean that the Congress networking ends there. We have Jan Vermeer, who will speak in a while, and he will be giving you some more tips on how to network in Congresses, especially if you feel that you prefer to be a fly on the wall rather than mingling around and don't take a step forward to go in. What I'm here to talk mostly about is checking out who of you are new members, and which ones of you have are attending the event for the first time this year. So can I get a show of hands who are new members in the room? Great. And all of you, I assume, are first-time attendees, except a couple of people that we've seen before. Okay. So this will be a good experience in starting to figure out what MPI is all about, considering that if you're new members, most likely you would be new members for possibly 3-4 months or less. It would be a good idea to plan ahead, first of all, on what you need to know, on what areas you want to focus from the program before you actually start getting the spread and going into different meetings. I'm sure you are working on specific cases or you have specific interests, so study the guide and the tracks well. There are detailed descriptions of each session in the program that was provided, not the small one for the pocket guide, the other one. And you will be able to mark down which one you want to attend and be prepared. Usually most of these sessions are interactive, so it would be good if you really participate there. That's when you take the most out of the session. So prepare well in order to have a good return on the investment of being here. And on top of that, make sure that you don't stick with the same people all the time throughout the conference. You can meet them up at the social networking or whatever. But when going around the tables, it's a good idea to mingle with people and use SpotMeet to exchange cards, exchange physical cards, talk to the other people and meet your peers so that you know, start building your network within MPI and not just within your country or area. About your MPI membership, I assume that since most of you are new, didn't still have the chance to go into your chapters and really see how you can help there. One of the greatest ways to experience MPI is to actually be active as a member through your chapter. Coming to the events is like the European meetings event or the WEC. It's a culmination of being an MPI member and getting to see people from all the other countries and receiving more wide education or even targeted education on the industry topics that would be of interest to you. But the value you will be getting from MPI would be first to be active through your chapter. So for those of you who are new, check out who are the people in your chapter, in your country, who are actively involved in being volunteers? Who are the members of the board? What are they doing? If they need any help, how can you volunteer? What they would be looking for would be for you to outline your skills and where you can help. Where do you have some strengths? And how can you contribute? And how much time do you have to contribute? It doesn't mean you have to be there every day, all the time, or whatever. It means that you have to dedicate a small amount of your time, maybe once or twice a month, to help with something. So doing that will definitely bring you in to the greater family of MPI and giving you much more than you really anticipate at this moment. The most precious thing you get out of MPI is the education and the networking. So make sure that you take good advantage of both. Okay, that's all from me.
Okay, thank you very much, Miranda. As a next step on our program, we actually have Roger Meyer from Shockfish, and a lot of you are already holding the device in their hand, what he's going to talk about. So maybe it's the easiest if I give you the microphone.
Yes, thank you, Miranda. Hello, everyone. I'm Roger from SpotMe, and it's my pleasure to give you a brief introduction to what this device is that you have received. You're probably all wondering what you can do with it and what it is for. So I will briefly explain it without giving too much detail, but just to explain what it is for and how can it help you to make this a better event for you. As first-time attendees, networking is probably one of your primary goals for these following days, and this device can really help you to succeed. So on the device, the navigation is basically with the key buttons, so it doesn't have a touch screen. So for those who tried already to put their fingers on the screen, nothing will happen. So navigation is through the buttons. With the red button, you will always get back to the main menu. So if you're lost in some functionality with the red button will always bring you back to the main menu, which is this one that you can see here projected. From there, you have access to the list of participants. So that is the people functionality. So you can see who are the other attendees, and you can see their electronic profiles. Now, the fun thing is these devices all communicate with each other. So if you want to find someone, you can bookmark that person with the spot feature, from the electronic profile. And if that person gets close to you during the day, the device will actually vibrate and it will tell you. And the profile will actually show up. Also, you have the possibility to see who is around you. So this is the radar functionality from the main menu. So sometimes you remember a face, for example, but you don't know who that person is exactly, or you remember vaguely. So with the radar functionality, you can check and you can see, oh yes, it's that person that I've met from that country or that company. Once you engage in a conversation and you have an interesting conversation with someone, you can exchange business cards. So this is equivalent to exchanging paper business cards. To do that, you activate the business card functionality also through the main menu. Then you hold two devices back to back. It will show you on the screen how to do that. And this way... Yes, sure. So it's true, it's an important functionality, so we'll quickly show it. So on one device, you activate the business card functionality, which is the blue icon, which is highlighted on the image here. And then you hold two devices back to back like that. And after a few seconds, it will give you a confirmation that you have exchanged business card with that person. Now, this does two things. One thing is it unlocks some additional data that is not visible before, like phone number, email address, and also after the event, so normally on Thursday, you should get an email, and in that email you have these business cards in an electronic format, so that you can use in Outlook or any other software. So please collect as many cards as you can during your stay here in Malaga. It will help you to keep the contacts and to remember the different discussions that you had throughout this event. Other than that, you have different information on the device. You have your agenda with the different knowledge sessions. Also, in the knowledge sessions, you have quite a detailed description about the content of these sessions. It's a little bit more detailed than on the flyer that you received, so it might also help you to decide which session you want to go. Then in the binder you have some information about the networking events, you have some information about the key speakers and other information that is useful, so please have a look at that as well. I have seen also that we included for the TAPA bars on Monday night, you have included the map as well, so SpotMe will also guide you through the night basically when you're lost in town. I think that's about it from my side. I also would like to thank Residor Hotel Group, who sponsors this device for that event for many years now, so I just want to mention that as well. If you do have questions regarding the SpotMe device, there is a SpotMe desk where there is always someone from us where you can go and ask your questions. One last thing, you will also receive surveys for the different sessions that you are. These are evaluation feedback forms. Please respond to these surveys. This will help MPI to assess the different sessions, so it will be valuable information, so please respond to these. And for the messaging, you can also send messages to each other, and you will receive different messages throughout these days. Okay, thank you very much for your attention. Did I forget something? I think that's... Yes, sure.
Something that would be very useful, if you open up SpotMe now and you go to the main menu, it would be easier for you to see if you are taken step by step. If you go on the agenda item, which is like a calendar, it's the first icon on the left top. You click it and you go in. You click OK to go in. Okay, then you see Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You can move with the right arrow to the in the days, and you can move with the down arrow to each of the sessions. When you go in the sessions, like now you're in the session of 15:15, your MPI information session, if you click OK on that, you have the option of adding it to your briefcase. So that means if you do an advanced work on the sessions you want to attend, you can actually go on SpotMe and put everything, mark it to your briefcase so that you know to which sessions you're going. And that is very useful for you not to have to go back and forth to all the papers, because all the descriptions for the sessions are already here, even if you forget what the session is all about. Then the other thing that is useful, Roger mentioned the radar function and the spot function. So let's go to the people, who are the second icon on the device. If we go on the people, you can search for people by last name, first name, country, or whatever. And let's say that you're interested to meet specific people that you know that are coming to the conference, but you haven't met them before, or you don't know what they look like. What you can do is find their name. Just choose any name that comes up on your screen. I'm just going to demonstrate. Press OK on any name. So then you will see a menu on the top of the name, which includes spot. Does everybody see that? So if you go with the right arrow and click OK on the spot, it means that next time that person will be around you, that's how the device will vibrate. Okay? And then you will know that around you this person is there. You will be able to know who that person is by looking at the photograph, because if the device vibrates, it means that this person got a SpotMe device and he has taken a picture. And then the radar function, if like now we're sitting in a room and you press the radar function, which is the third button on the left, the third button down on the left, if you press radar, it will show you who's sitting around you or who's in the room around you within the next 3 meters, 5 to 10 meters, and 15 meters and up, so that you have an idea who is near you, especially if you're sitting at a table with strangers and you don't know all of them, and you're maybe afraid to ask, how are you? Okay?
Thank you, Miranda. It is true that for me, being so many years with the company, I tend to be too quick with the explanation, so that was really helpful. Thank you very much. Also, if you take notes, you can actually take notes on people that you meet, but also notes on different sessions that you go to. These are personal notes that you can take on the device, and you will also receive these notes in the email that you will get. Last thing, you have the possibility in the messaging functionality also to send a question or a comment through the device. So if you go to the messaging functionality from the main menu as well, you will have one item that says my question or ask a question, and you can submit your question through that functionality. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Roger. Okay, I hope you're all set now on your SpotMe, and if not, as Roger already said, there's always someone at the SpotMe desk and they will be happy to help you. The next one who's going to present here is Jan Vermeiren. He is the founder of Networking Coach, and he's going to let us enjoy a session about sticky stories. You probably wonder what it is, but he will explain in a sec.
Hey, thank you. I have a question for you. Whether you use a SpotMe device or not, when you go out in the hallways and you meet someone else, what is one of the most asked questions in a business environment? It's an interactive session, so you can shout something. What do you do? Right? So, and who of you have found that this is one of the most hard questions to answer? Can I see some hands? Okay, everybody, none of you think it's a hard question to answer? Okay, let's see then. Now, from my experience as a founder of Networking Coach. We give a lot of training course about networking online and offline. Tomorrow there is a session about LinkedIn, that's the online part. But now the offline part. One of the most asked questions that people ask each other during conferences is, well, what do? And then many people say something, but the question is, does it also stick with the other person? Right? So it's not about just answering the question, but if you answer the question, you also want to be remembered, right? Okay, so let's work around, in this short session, we're going to work around that. Now, I have a few questions for you first. Who of you is a corporate planner? Can I see some hands? Who is a corporate planner? So, also, look at each other so you know who is in the audience, right? It's not my session, it's your session. Right? Okay, corporate planners, we have a few of them. Okay, who of you is still a student and is here? Students? Okay, good. Who of you is an independent meeting planner or works for a company that is hired by other companies to plan their meetings? Okay, also a few people. And who of you is a supplier to the meeting industry? Okay, so we see we have a diverse audience, right? Okay, I would like to have one volunteer to come with me and to just do a small conversation. Okay, Okay, thank you. Go forward. Can I have the other mic, please? Thank you very much. And Rob, okay. So what we're going to do is just when you walk out, we're going to walk out in a minute, you're going to have, let's say, networking opportunities. So how do you do that? So let's see how we do that. So I'm outside. Hello, I'm Jan.
Hi, I'm Rob. How do you do?
Can you use a mic?
Hi, I'm Rob. How do you do?
I'm doing fine. So Rob, and what do you do?
Well, I'm currently an MA student at the University of Westminster, which I finished in September. And I'm planning to become a freelance event planner.
A freelance event planner. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And what are you doing now in your studies that can prepare you to do this?
Well, one of the best things we're doing actually is one of the modules is a conference planning unit, which is covering every aspect of planning events from the venue find to measurement to food and beverage. ROI, of course, important in that as well. And what about yourself?
My name is Jan Vermeijnen from Belgium, by the way. And what we do is help people to feel more comfortable at conferences. One of the examples.
I could probably use you.
Yeah, so when are you going to organize these events? Because that's what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So there are already meeting planners in this world, other meeting planners. So what is your approach? What makes you different, or what's going to make you different in the future than other meeting planners?
One of the things which will make stand out will be my methodology.
Okay.
And it's a 5-step methodology. I won't bore you with the details now. But it's basically taking an idea from its very concept and finding what the initiator's objectives are, going right through to the end, taking that right through to the end through the process, through the planning and the content, and delivering an event which really ticks all their boxes.
Okay. And if I may be so blunt about it, so if I hear meeting planners say something,
mm-hmm.
they all kind of say this what you're saying, give the same explanation. So what's going to make you different? What is going to make people hire you?
What's going to make me hire people hire me is me.
Okay. Okay, great.
Simply just me. I know that we work in a personality-led industry, so the very fact that we're actually talking now means that we have a better chance of working together than someone who had just called you on a cold call, for example.
Okay. So, can you help me out? If I meet someone else mm-hmm. later on and ask me about you,
sure.
So give me one line what I have to tell them.
He's a distinction great meeting planner.
Okay, good. And so let's say that you're already graduated and you already have your business.
Mm-hmm.
When I walk around at events, because I'm a speaker, I'm going lots to events, how can I recognize a good prospect or customer for you?
a good prospective customer for me.
Yeah.
It's someone who is in need of assistance. Someone who perhaps needs help with one conference, not a full-time situation, but somebody who requires extra resources, or perhaps somebody who's not really sure about how to go about starting planning an event, let alone actually operating one.
Okay, good, thank you. Okay, we're going to finish it here. Normally you have lots more time for your conversation, but let's finish it here. Yep, thank you very much. So, was it hard for you, Rob? No? Okay. So when we go back to that conversation, I give you now, let's make this a little bit interactive. Right? If you go back to that conversation, I give you 1 minute to discuss with your neighbors what you thought that was good about this conversation, what could be better, ideas that you got, or things that you would differently, right? So I give you 1 minute to talk with your neighbors about the conversation Rob and I had. Okay, let's listen to each other. Who of you? Who of you found something that they said, this is what I liked about the conversation? So can I hear first the thing that you liked about the conversation? Okay, you didn't like anything? Oh, sorry, yes. Oops.
Yes, Rob seemed very confident.
Confident?
Yeah.
Okay. My material is breaking down here. Okay, confident. A question for you, Rob.
Yeah.
Was it hard to be confident?
No, but...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
No, it isn't hard to be confident in a one-to-one networking situation. However, what's difficult is when you're networking as a one-to-one in front of 50 other people.
Yes, okay. So even when he was in front of the audience, it was still pretty good. So can I ask you another question? So say, okay, for me it's not hard to be confident. Do you know why it is not hard for you?
I guess just because I'm confident in my ability, and I know... that's it. I'm confident in my ability and my subject knowledge to be able to talk about it.
Okay.
If I wasn't confident in the fact that I was a student, then it would be very, very difficult. If I wasn't confident in the fact that I know exactly what I want to do after I've finished my course, it would be much more difficult to have that conversation.
Okay, thank you. So I think we can take away something here, because there are many students in this room, and I work sometimes also with students in Belgium and Netherlands. And they go many times like, oh, but I'm just a student. And all those people are really working people. They're really already in the business world, and I'm just a student. No, if you, just like Rob said, if you know why you're doing this, and if you talk about that, and you show your passion to other people, it's not that hard. Right? So please also, when you meet other people, whatever function they have in their company you're going to meet, or they're older or not, because many times when we're younger, we think people are older, like, ooh, they already accomplished so much, and I'm just at the beginning. Right? It's okay. They all started somewhere. They all started when they were young. So don't put those mental barriers in your own brain, please. Yeah? Okay, thank you. Another remark, another thing that you observed. Someone else here? No? Yes? Okay. Can I give you the mic?
Yeah, well, I just like his sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's important also.
Okay. Humor is important, but only if it comes natural to you. If you start telling jokes, sexual jokes, people might think it's funny, but what might they also think? It's unprofessional, thank you. It's unprofessional, and yeah, it is nice and it's nice, but I will never work with this person. So be careful of that. Okay, what else? What else did we hear, did we see? What are things that you thought that could be different from my side or Rob's side? You also can just talk about what I did.
It's just a little bit of critics, but not in a bad way, but maybe to put out the hand of your pocket. Because when you talked, you always had your left hand in your pocket. That's maybe also, you maybe can show some gestures and try to, when you speak. And also maybe not look on the floor when you talk, but try to get some eye contact.
Okay, so eye contact. Not everybody is always comfortable with eye contact the whole time, and people start staring. That's also not very comfortable. But you can, let's say, have a good mix. Okay, thank you. Other things that you observed? Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, we have a... So you already did, so I'm going to go to first. Yes?
Sorry. We talk about trying to be a little bit more personal. Say something about yourself, so it's easier to remind the people. Or
yes. Okay. So we stopped, of course, at a certain level, a certain amount of time, because we have a small session here. But what you're saying is, it is also okay to include something of your personal life. Yeah. Because we're in a business environment, we start with the business part, right? But it's okay to go, when you further down the conversation, to also include personal things. Yeah, thank you. You also had another?
No, it was
the same thing. Oh, great minds think alike. Yeah. Okay, other things? Okay, I want to give you some tips myself. What do you see, who of you already heard of the elevator pitch or elevator story? Who have you heard about that? Yeah? Okay, what do they say? An elevator pitch or an elevator story is the answer to what do you do, and you have 30 seconds to answer that question. That's in general what they say about it. When you hear that, doesn't give that you a lot of stress? I only get 30 seconds, and in that 30 seconds, I really have to nail it down, I really have to be perfect. Many people, this gives lots of stress to many people. Our conversation was not an elevator pitch, an elevator story. Do you see what happened? Rob nor I talked for 30 seconds. It was smaller. And we had a conversation. When you talk for 30 seconds to someone in the hallway in a minute, for that person it may seem like it's not 30 seconds, but 30 minutes. 30 seconds is a long time. Right? So what we want to do here is to create a conversation. And how do you create conversations? By asking questions. Thank you. Right? Maybe it's good to, if you want to take notes, some of the questions I asked. So the first thing, actually, is very many people are not comfortable making contact with other people, but it's very easy to start a conversation. Did you see what happened? I just went to Rob and said, "Hi, I'm Jan." What did Rob do? He answered. And what did he say? "Hi, I'm Rob." It's that easy, right? So people say, "Oh no, I have to have a great icebreaker. I have to really blow them with my ingenuity. I have to be perfect in this." No, just be normal. Be just a normal being. You say, "Hi, hi." And then my question was, "And what do you do?" And then he answered me. And then he said he studies, and it was he wants to be an independent meeting planner. So what did I do? And I don't prepare these things. Huh? I just listen to what he says, and then I answer and ask a question again about how and how do you think those studies will help you? Because that triggers me. Another word might have triggered you. But what I'm saying is, don't make it too difficult. Just listen to the other person and go further with the words you hear. Right? So, and then he goes on a little bit. And then ask some other questions. And I won't ask all those questions in a normal conversation, but I wanted to make some things clear as well. Right? I asked him, what will make you different from another meeting planner? And Rob said, "Me." And I think that's true. But if you have a small time frame, it's for me not enough yet to really get to know Rob. So I need more information, or I need different information, because me is a part that I like or not like, and it needs to be built up a little bit in time. But I also need more information. So when I ask this question to people, and not because I want to be a difficult person, because I want to help people, because it's not that many people ask in themselves, but okay, I meet 100 meeting planners here, what makes you different? It doesn't mean make you better or worse. What makes you different? And it's better to know that up front than to answer that question when someone asks them, because then you have to think about it on the spot and it's much more difficult. And again, it's not better or worse. It's just, okay, what makes you different? And maybe because, Rob, you want to work, let's say, in the whole Europe, and for example, for the pharmacy industry, I just say something, right? And that already helps me the next time when I have a customer in the pharmaceutical industry somewhere in Europe that needs some help, that helps me to think of Rob. Because he already makes it a little bit more specific what he does. It's not that he's better or worse than someone else, he doesn't say that. So what I like to hear from people is more those distinctions. Why? Because it helps me to remember Rob better. And if you want to be remembered by other people, you have to prepare yourself for that. And to know what you're going to answer or what you're going to tell people up front. Right? Another question that I normally wouldn't ask, but also to show you, is, and you can use it if you want to, I ask Rob, if I meet someone else, how do I have to introduce you? And again, I heard something, but it was not something that was really sticking in my brain. Right? So think of that before you answer that question, or for people even ask that question, and when you present yourself, think of that. Again, what makes you different? Who are you looking for? Right? And a last thing, and that of course it's not for all of you, there are many students in the room, is a question, how can I recognize a potential customer? And not all of you are looking for customers, but he will be when he has his own business. So that's why I asked this question. And again, I meet so many people, I know a lot of people, and I'm happy to help people and connect people, with or without a SpotMe device. Right? But I need to know how I can recognize people for each other. So it's again, that's everyone's own responsibility. How can I, when I ask the question, what do you tell me so I can recognize someone? But it means, if you are going out of this room and the people you are sitting around this table and they meet someone else, can they recognize if that's someone you like to meet or not? And it's not about only customers. It's about partners, experts, suppliers, people who can help you reach your goals, and that seems like maybe a big word. But what do you want from this conference? Why are you here? Why do you spend your time? I hope you have given thought to that. And also what Miranda said, to choose your sessions, what do you want from this conference? And it's okay if it's only meeting people, if it's okay if it's only learning, as long as you make a decision. Because I see so many people come back from conferences, come back from events, come back from receptions, and they say, it was a waste of my time. And when I ask them, okay, but why? Yeah, I didn't meet the right people. Okay, but who are you looking for? Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, do that up front. Right? Okay. I'd like to have one other conversation here with someone to give an example. Who's a supplier? Who's a supplier? Was more looking this kind of this part of the room? Yeah? Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
So, again, the same situation. We haven't met, so we can just do it. So, hi, I'm Jan.
Hi, I'm Adam.
Hi, Adam, and what do you do?
We help people power their reputations.
Power their reputations. And how do you do that?
Through a combination of PR, events, creative writing, and social networking. And yourself?
Okay. What I do, many people, they have a profile on LinkedIn, and they think, yeah, I have a few connections, and that's it, and I wonder what to do with it. So my company, Networking Coach, we give people advice how to use that tool.
Fantastic.
To grow their business or find people or whatever.
Yeah. And how's that going at the moment?
It's very good. I'm actually, people at MPI asked me to present a session about this topic. So it's going well. So about your business. So you say you help people with a combination of PR and social media and writing and stuff. Can you give me an example of what you do?
Yeah, a great example would be a recent customer. We were talking to them, we asked them what they did, and they couldn't tell us. So we took the time to go right back to the beginning, understand their message, help them create a new message,
okay,
and then take it out to people through media and all sorts of other different tools.
And that customer, I don't know if you are allowed to tell us who it is.
But yeah, yeah, as it happens, they're in the mobile telecoms industry. They're a company called Virtua.
Okay, and what exactly did you do for them?
We started by really understanding their message, interviewing them, interviewing their clients, their team, to really get to grips with what they do before we help them create the message. And now we're rolling that out into a PR and social networking campaign.
Okay, so how can we see that? So are we going to see that in the media or whatever?
Absolutely, it's just rolling out, but through Twitter, through LinkedIn,
okay,
as you were telling us about, through various magazines, etc.
Okay. Good. And is it a company? Are you from the UK?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so I thought that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a company is only based in the UK, or it's also more?
At the moment, they're only UK based, but who knows where this will take them?
Okay. So people who are living in the UK will see the results of your actions. Then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you. We're gonna end it up here. So
thank you.
Okay.
Thank
also
you.
A small applause for Adam. Okay, you see, we did kind of the same thing. Eh? So he just said hi, very easy, awesome question, what do you do? And what he did was a little bit different than Rob did and what many people did. So what he did was what we call is a 5-second answer. A 5-second answer that what my American colleague Brian Walters called can give a Scooby-Doo reflex. You know all Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Doo, that cartoon dog, right? So I asked him, what do you do? And he, you memorized that first phrase pretty well, so do it again.
We help people power their reputations.
We help people power their reputations. And then the Scooby-Doo reflex? Huh? Yeah, Brian Walter is much better than I do at it. But what does it do to me? It triggers me to ask another question. Right? So that's what helps us in a conversation. Because when I said, oh, what do you mean? I give him the time, the platform to tell me more. Right? So that's what he's creating. He creates that I ask a question. And when I ask a question, I'm saying, I'm interested, tell me more. And that's what you want. You want to build a conversation. Not talk for 30 seconds or 1 minute or whatever. So then he explains a little bit more. So I say, yeah, what do you do? And he says, what do you mean by that? He explains a little bit more. And then I ask him another question. Can you give me an example of that? Huh? And I said, yeah, for a customer of ours, we did this. And then I ask him another question. I ask him the same question again. Oh, and can you give me an example of that? Who is that customer, if you're allowed to tell? Okay, and he had to talk. And I didn't Virtua, sorry. Didn't register that very well. My apologies for that. So what I was trying to do is to create an image in my mind. And if you say, yeah, for a company we did that, it's like one ear in and the other ear out. But what I want to do is, okay, what is that company? Do I know it? Do I know the logo? Do I know people there? Do I have a reference frame that I can understand? Right? So, he was already talking about Twitter, and I was like, okay, I see a few images, but for me, till now, it's not the solid image yet. So it's for me not enough yet, it doesn't stick in my mind yet. So what I would advise or suggest you to do is to be able to answer this question very rapidly and that you're prepared to give examples. Short, an example that everybody kind of knows. So you can prepare for that. Right? You also, what is also a good moment in a conversation to give an example, where you're talking to someone and you see that this person's attention goes away. The eyes go like blank. You know? And then you're like, this conversation is not going the right way. And then you think, what do I need to do? Then it's a good moment to give an example. Right? The people, their eyes go like blank because they're losing them. But an example, if it's a really good example, what creates an image in someone's mind that helps them to understand and to remember you better. A last remark I have here is what I did very well, because I explicitly asked for someone from who's a supplier, because suppliers in general, they are here also to sell stuff, or maybe not here, but they sell in general. And I see a large pitfall that Adam, very good for you, didn't go into. Because what did Adam do? He told me about his customers. And I was listening. I think we all were listening. Just, okay, tell me more. But what I see many people do is tell me, like, oh, what we do, what we can do for you, we can help your company to get more visibility. We can help you to use social media better and stuff. And what I do then in my mind is like, hello, I'm not here to be sold to. I'm here to network with people. I'm here to get to know other people. So one of the biggest pitfalls for people who are, let's say, have to sell something, is that they focus on the other person as a potential customer. And the best thing to do is not to do that. Yeah, but there are potential customers here. Yeah, but there are also many other people who are not a customer. But what you want from them is that they become your kind of ambassadors. And if you tell them what you do and they can remember it, they have an image in their mind and they know what makes you different from other companies, then they will be able to tell to other people what they're sitting next to in a room, in the next room. So what you want to do is we want to create ambassadors for you. One of the things I'm going to explain more in my session tomorrow is that the real power of the network is in the second degree. And what does it mean? It's not the people we know, that's our first degree, but who they know, that's the second degree. So what we need to do is to create ambassadors that can remember us, what we say, what we do, and so they can tell it to other people. But they will only do that when they feel comfortable in the conversation with you. And if you sell to them what they do then, block. And from the outside, they might be still listening, yeah, but on the inside, they're mentally blocking this. And then it stops. And that's a pity. Good. Bianca, yeah, okay. Do we still have more time, or is this part of you?
Let's put it that way. Well, I don't know if a lot of you received my email about the mentor program. But we have about, I believe, around 15 to 20 mentors who would be very, very happy to kind of welcome you to the MPI family, to make you a little bit more comfortable with the whole situation, to make you, you know, to answer your question or anything that you would like to do, even going out with them in the evening if they want to. So I have them scheduled to come in the next 10 minutes, but we are here in Spain, so anything can happen. But what we could do is that I'm just going to go outside again and kind of greet them so that you know they will be available. So if you would like to be a mentee, we have mentors for you. So I'm just going to again hand over to Jan again with a little exercise, and then as soon as I have them lined up. Okay. Yeah, and one of course is already in the room, Mr. Rodolfo Musco. So he's already someone who is a mentor, and we are waiting for the others to come.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This is an excellent exercise we're going to do in a minute when we talk to our mentors, because what are they going to ask you? And what do you do? Right? So let's do a small exercise for that and work with two or three and just do that what we just did. Right? And I'm just going to write down, if I can here, three questions to ask each other. What do you do? What do you mean with? Or can you explain that a little bit better? And the third question I'm going to ask, can you give me an example, please? Can you give me an example? Example. Hard to write on a Sunday afternoon. Okay, so what I want you to do is take just, if you can do it per two or otherwise per three, that you just can do that. Ask that question to each other. So first, the first person, what do you do? The other person answers, what do you mean with what you just said? Answers again, and can you give me an example of that? Right? And then you reverse the roles. And if you're a tree, you just do it three times. Right? And also help each other. If it's not clear to you, tell it to the other person. Right? So you're prepared for the mentors and the other people you're going to meet at this conference. I give you 6 minutes to do this. Okay. So time for another question to ask each other. What do you want from this conference? Ask each other that question. What do you want from this conference? What are you looking for? To learn here, to meet, or who do you want to meet here? Okay, that's another question you can ask after you ask these three questions in your conversation. Ask this question. So I give you 2 minutes to ask each other that question. To the mentors, I want you to ask each other one more question. Is who do you want to meet at this conference? And maybe you don't know it yet, but use your SpotMe device to find those people. Right? For example, if Adam, I was just doing exercise with it. Adam is now working in the UK. He says, we want to do more business in Canada, for example. So he goes to his SpotMe device, he looks at Canada, and he sees some people. But he may not know them yet. So he can ask, if I ask him, Adam maybe might say to me, like, I want to meet some people from Canada. So the next time I just speak with people and I hear he or she's from Canada, I say, oh, Adam wants to speak to you. And it's easier if I introduce Adam and this person to each other than to do it yourself. Right? I hope you also understand it's also here, especially because everybody's here to meet other people. Everybody's to network here, right? So everybody's open if you just go to them and say, hi, I am, who are you and what do you do? But sometimes it can be even more, it can be even easier if you just look first on your SpotMe device who you want to meet and let other people know that. And if you get an introduction by someone, then it becomes very easy. So people like to help each other, but they need to know how they can help you. Right? Also, all our mentors here, they are here to help you. They'll help you here and all for the rest of your career or whatever. They're here to help you. But they need... Yeah? So they like to help you. They're here to help you, but they need to know how they can help you. So you need to be able to tell them what you're looking for here at the conference, who you're looking for here, what do you want to learn, or what do you want to know. Right? So you need to prepare for that. So, if you just have one more minute, and I'll have them prepare for that question, and then we're going to introduce you to each other. So 1 minute with each other, prepare yourself for the question you're going to ask, and ask it to yourself now. And a last tip I want to share with you, if you had that conversation with someone, sometimes you feel awkward that you just awkward silences. So you have talked to someone and then you don't know what to talk about anymore. Then you just keep standing there and you're afraid to leave the other person because you also don't like to be left alone yourself. Right? So at this conference and all other conferences, it's okay to just end the conversation and both go your own way. So, but don't say it like this. Right? Like, hi, it was nice talking to you, but there I see someone I really want to talk to, and I have to go now. Right? No, don't say that. Just say, okay, thank you for the conversation, and maybe we see each other later on. I know this is a very cliche, but this is neutral. The first thing was not very nice to you, right? Okay, so think of that. And another thing, if you really want to help out people, ask them, who do you want to meet? How can I recognize someone who might be interesting for you? And if you already met that person in a session before, introduce them to each other. Right? Okay, I want to end my session with one quote from Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy once said, a dwarf standing on the shoulders of a giant sees further than the giant. Here we have people from the meeting industry. These are the giants on whose shoulders you're going to stand. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Jan. I have here, as you already said, behind me, beautiful people from this industry. They are ready to help you, and we're just going to make a really, 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 really quick one here, introducing themselves.
Hello, my name is Ruud Janssen. Anybody that can pronounce my first name can join my mentor team. I'm the immediate past president of the Dutch chapter and now part of the Swiss France chapter.
Hello, I'm Federico. I am the actual chapter president for the MPI Italia chapter.
Hello, everybody. My name is Francesca from the Italian chapter, Italia chapter, sorry, and VP sponsorship.
I am new in the industry, only 20 years as MPI and 45 years in the industry. Rodolfo Musco from Italy.
I am Miguel Neves from Portugal originally. I was a student until about 6 months ago, and now I'm Deputy Vice President of Marketing for the UK and Ireland chapter.
Hi, my name is Sybil. I look after the Swiss part of the Swiss-French chapter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Charles Massey, and I am a past president of the Southern California chapter.
Hi, I'm Sus Nygaard from Scandinavian Airlines, or also known as Sus from SAS. I'm in the Denmark chapter.
Hi, my name is Maud Virén. I'm coming from the Swedish chapter, and my position there is international contact. And I say, as someone said before, way, way back, I was the president of Chapter Sweden.
Good afternoon. My name is Krzysztof. I'm from Poland. If you want to meet the rest of the attendees, join my mentor group.
I had to follow that. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sam Allen. I'm from the Barbican in London, and I'm the Deputy VP for membership, and I've just moved over, and I've just done about 18 months VP sponsorship.
My name is Ali. If I say my surname, you will never remember it anyway. I come from Dubai, and I am the chairman of the Vision, PCO, and I am a part of the Italian chapter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pia from Finland, Finnish chapter. No president or anything other titles, just planner from Nokia.
Hello. Ciao. My name is Andrea. Does it work? I'm doing membership as VP since 2006, if I can help, I will be happy. Ciao, ciao.
And hi, my name is Miranda, and you heard before. Joining Krzysztof, if you join us, you'll get to have whatever you need in the Congress. But most important, if you really feel ashamed of asking anything, please come to me.
Aren't they lovely? I love them. Okay. Okay, great. We are doing it in a very, very informal way. I mean, you have now met them in their 2 second elevator pitch speech. So if you just want to, grab them, then we do it just like this. I'm going to have them a little bit more, turn in the room a little bit more so that you actually can go to the people. So, and then we just do it very informal. Just go to the, person and then we just leave you off and enjoy the conference. Thank you very much for attending.